Now, curbside, drive up, drive through. During this ongoing pandemic, we've been using those methods a lot more often to buy groceries, patronize restaurants, borrow library books, or even get tested for COVID-19. But one new addition to the growing list of curbside offerings is jobs. The May numbers showed Wisconsin's unemployment rate at 12%, but in-person job centers aren't a viable option due to the pandemic. That's why workforce development groups around Wisconsin organized a statewide drive-through job fair scheduled to take place this Wednesday. Bobby Miller is Business Solutions Manager with the Fox Valley Workforce Development Board, which will be hosting its regional drive-through fair in Oshkosh. Bobby, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, we actually took the idea from Lincoln, Nebraska, and they helped us get started with this. And they had done it in one community. We thought it was right to do it across the state. So we believe we've taken their idea and made it just a little bit better, like all good Wisconsin ideas.
So tell us how the fair will work. If I'm a job seeker and I want to come to, say, the one in Oshkosh that you're organizing, what do I do?
So basically, you will be in your car. You will drive through the Chamber of Commerce parking lot, and we will safely hand you a packet of information. In that packet of information, you will find recruitment flyers from 70 regional companies that are all excited to find some new talent. And these jobs go everywhere from entry level to very skilled. And again, ours is just one of 16 of the fairs that are happening across the state, same day, same time.
And what kind of companies are signing up to participate? What kind of jobs, if people are interested in going, might they have access to?
Yeah, we have a whole array locally of jobs. You know, every area of Wisconsin has a slightly different flavor of the types of companies they have, but we've got customer service and healthcare, manufacturing, banking, transportation, construction and utility, human service, correctional officers, sales, distribution, warehouse, and retail. And I'm probably missing somebody there, but that's a pretty good list.
So do individual job seekers need to register in advance, or do they just come?
They do not. They just come. So it's the first time I've ever held a job fair, and I don't necessarily tell people to dress for success, but they can come as long as they've got a car to go through those job fairs. We'll be passing out those packets of information. We just think this is a great way to safely get information to the job seekers who need to know about it right now.
We're talking with Bobby Miller right now. She's Business Solutions Manager with the Fox Valley Workforce Development Board. They are hosting a regional drive-through job fair in Oshkosh this Wednesday. There are other fairs happening around the state. And is this something that potential employees, job seekers, should be, say, bringing their resume for?
Right now, we don't need them to bring their resumes. We need them to take a look at those flyers and then follow through on next steps. Whatever that company is saying next steps should be, they need to follow through with that. For the companies that are partnering on this, we want to shout out a thank you to them. We know it's been difficult for them to recruit, and they really helped shape this thing, and that happens through that Wisconsin Workforce Development Association, that statewide initiative. And so if we've got companies listening that would like to learn more about getting connected to WWDA, please look at that website, wwda.org. All of our good work that we do through the workforce system happens because we've got good partner companies.
And we're saying drive-through. Is that the only option, or are people, say, on foot, or maybe who got there by public transportation, are they able to participate?
I can't speak for every location. I will tell you that if someone comes to our location, we want them to be safe. You know, we will be having traffic going through, but we will certainly get a packet of information to those individuals if they come to our location. And I know other communities were saying similar things. Again, it's hard to speak for all 16 locations, but I think anywhere someone ends up, as long as they're being safe amongst the flow of traffic, we will get the information to them.
And speaking of those other locations, how can people find out about one that might be happening close to them?
Sure. You can just go to wwda.org and then go to events, and you'll follow the link, and you'll find all 16 of those locations. this would be great, you know, if you've got children across the state that are, you know, in need of job search, let them know to look in their communities too. So share it with friends, neighbors, relatives, anybody you know. For people who attend the Oshkosh location, if they see a job that's not a good fit for them, but they know somebody else who is a good fit, they can snap a picture and share that information. So
perfect.
This is all about sharing information and finding solutions.
Bobby, thanks so much. That was Bobby Miller with the Fox Valley Workforce Development Board talking about drive-through job fairs happening around the state this Wednesday. You can find out more at WWDA.org. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson in for Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.